get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
If you're a parent, you're used to be put in uncomfortable situations.
Sure. Where
your children ask you questions and you don't really know how to answer, and you kind of just stumble over your words and look outside and hope that they'll go away.
I mean, this could be prompted by anything. They're going to see things out in the world. They're going to hear things, obviously, other people's conversations. What happened?
I'm very open with my children. If they ask me a question, I answer them directly because I want them to understand that they have questions they can ask me.
Right.
My CVS, which is a pharmacy, CVS,
mm-hmm.
they...
You've heard of it.
Yeah. Multiple locations near where I live, they have put the adult entertainment and health tools things right next to where you pick up your prescriptions.
I'm sorry, adult entertainment? What is that?
Adult toys.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Like a personal massager.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
All right. Now, Raven, you know.
Yeah, that is so uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
You don't like to discuss this with adults.
I don't talk about this with anybody. That's not my thing.
You don't talk about this with girlfriends?
No. What happens in closed doors happens behind closed doors, and I think that should be the way things are.
Okay.
Now, why in the world CVS would put all these items right next to the prescription pickup where I have to stand in line with my kid in a case that has to be unlocked? So now it draws even more attention.
You know what this is?
What?
They put it there because it's like the Marshall's checkout line, right? Like, that's where all the knickknacks are. That's where people are looking. You're standing there.
Nobody's saying that's where you're going to buy.
It's a candy bar.
CVS has gotten very progressive because lately there's things in there that I don't even know what they are, and I don't want to know either. So I have written an open letter to CVS about this situation.
Oh, that's nice.
Ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm
cue
ready.
Me up.
I'm
cue
ready.
Me up.
I'm ready. Go.
Dear Consumer Value Stores, a.k.a. CVS. I thought they would take me more seriously if I used the proper name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's come to my attention that you have positioned your adult entertainment / health materials in a prime location near the prescription pickup area where I routinely stand in line for what seems like hours. Okay. That line is always so long.
So I get you're getting a dig in there and a complaint at the same time,
right.
too.
Most times I have my young child with me. The brightly colored boxes and appliances are in a plastic case so no one can steal the items. Although I would think that most people would be slightly embarrassed to walk up to the pharmacist and ask for the tush kush. Also, I don't know what that is, probably a tool of Satan. Now, this week, once again, my six-year-old asked me what toys those were because they looked a lot like the case at Walmart that houses the Nintendo Switch games.
Same colors.
I didn't know what to say. So I just mumbled under my breath and I pointed to a Snickers bar. Now, if you want to put deodorant or cigarettes in the plastic cases,
cigarettes.
Sure, go for it. I'd rather explain to my child that cigarettes are bad for you and we don't stay away from those than have to explain whatever is in that case right now. Maybe put some Cool Water cologne or some Jacquard, the original sensual stimulators. That's easier to explain than whatever people do with vanilla chai flavored oils. I don't even know why that exists. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Anna Zapp.
That's really saying something. You're going to welcome back cigarettes to the pharmacy.
Put it back in there.
It makes you uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
You've been clear about it.
I don't like it at all. It's
all right.
So weird.
I hope you're
so
listening,
weird.
CVS.
Yes.